Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darren Lewis. Batting second. The right fielder, Darren Bragg. Batting third. The shortstop, Nomar Garcia-Para. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting sixth. The third baseman, John Valentin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Scott Hatberg. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Benjamin. Batting ninth. The DH, Mitra Cummings. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Brett Saberhagen. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting second. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting third. The DH, Eric Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Carter. Batting sixth. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Mussina. And now, play ball. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lewis hits a line drive into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Carter. Bragg reaches second base with a double. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Garcia-Para hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Vaughn takes first base on ball four. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. O'Leary strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Alomar hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Palmeiro strikes out. There goes Anderson. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Carter hits a line drive towards short. Garcia-Para reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Valentin takes first base on ball four. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hatberg hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Benjamin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mussina fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mitra Cummings is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cummings takes first base on ball four. Benjamin moves to second. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff strikes out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken strikes out. 2 outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bragg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Garcia-Para is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia-Para hits a line drive off the glove of Ripken, and into shallow left field. Garcia-Para reaches second base with a double. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn strikes out. 2 outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bordick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. The ball gets by Hatberg for a passed ball. Anderson moves to second. Eric Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Anderson moves to third. Davis moves to second. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0 for 1 in the game. Palmeiro is walked intentionally. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Valentin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hatberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatberg hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Benjamin is 0 for 1 in the game. Benjamin hits a line drive into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mitra Cummings is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cummings is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cummings hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alomar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoyles takes first base on ball 4. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis strikes out. One out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bragg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bragg hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 2, Orioles, 2. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garciaparra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Garciaparra hits a line drive into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Anderson. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Leary hits a line drive into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alomar moves to third. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hatberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatberg strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin is 0 for 2 in the game. Benjamin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Derek Lowe now pitching. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff hits a line drive into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken strikes out. 2 outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hoyles hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mitra Cummings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cummings is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cummings hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0 for 3 in the game. Lewis hits a pop-up towards third. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bragg is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bragg hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bordick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garciaparra is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Garciaparra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vaughn for the out. 2 outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. O'Leary is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Corsi now pitching. Eric Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Bragg. Davis reaches second base with a double. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Palmeiro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis moves to third. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a line drive towards third. Valentin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-3 in the game. Surhoff is walked intentionally. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. Surhoff moves to third. It's 3-2, Orioles. Harold Baines pinch hits for Chris Hoyles. Ron Mahaty now pitching. Lenny Webster pinch hits for Harold Baines. Lenny Webster batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Webster hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lenny Webster now catching. Rich Becker now playing right field. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Valentin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Damon Buford pinch hits for Scott Hatberg. Armando Benitez now pitching. Jason Varitek pinch hits for Damon Buford. Jason Varitek batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Varitek hits a pop-up towards third. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jefferson pinch hits for Mike Benjamin. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jefferson strikes out. Two outs. Mitra Cummings is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cummings is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cummings hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.